Run your fastest race with Nike Zoom Structure 19.
Thank you for downloading this special Runner's World podcast, brought to you by Nike, official sponsors of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. In this four-part series, we will tackle the final month of training, how to eat right in the build-up and on race day tips to guarantee a finish, and mental strategies to motivate you through the wall. We speak to Runner's World coach Lindsay Parry, who advises many of South Africa's leading ultra-distance runners. Parry spoke to us from the High Performance Center in Pretoria via Skype. In our third episode, we talk about race day tips to guarantee a finish. You wake up in the morning, you've got to the start early, you've got butterflies raging in your stomach. Can you talk us through some of the do's and don'ts for race day?
Look, I think one of the key elements to race day is to be as organized as possible. There are enough nerves going around. And if it's your first marathon, I equate it to much like your exam experience at high school or at university. You're quite highly strung and a little bit forgetful. And you don't want to be that guy outside the exam hall when they ask you, oh, did you study this? And you're like, oh, what are you talking about? So the more organized you can be, the less likely you're going to be to get thrown off and get more nervous than you already are. So make lists and make sure that when you leave for the race in the morning that you've checked your list and that you've got absolutely everything that you need in race day. I mentioned it in one of the earlier podcasts too. Get to the race venue early. You'd rather be sitting around twiddling your thumbs because you got there too early than the opposite, which is that you can't get parking, you got to go right to the back. So do things and control your environment so that you can be as calm as possible, because you're going to be nervous enough as it is without increasing your stress from being disorganized.
What are some of the common mistakes that people make during the race, and how should they avoid making those mistakes?
Okay, probably the most common mistake is starting too hard. So when you're running a marathon, it's a real classic distance, and it's long enough that it really does punish any ill discipline. So you want to be very clear about what your goal is on race day, realistic, achievable, and you need to set out very conservatively to make sure that you've got enough energy in the last 15Ks to close that out. So that's probably number one at the top of the list of mistakes people make. Other things people do are, they're not quite as obvious, but they can have quite a big impact on your race. Not putting anti-chafe or Vaseline between your legs, between your butt cheeks. Males not putting on their nipples because that can get extremely uncomfortable. And then, I also mentioned in previous podcast how hot it is out there. So make sure that you wear a hat and that you put suntan lotion on.
So how do you go about figuring out what your goals are? You say you should have realistic goals, but how do you actually determine what those goals should be?
Look, you talk to people who have experience. If you've got access to chatting to a coach, that becomes even more beneficial. But we look at things like your time trials that you have run along the way. We look at any half marathon race you've done as part of your preparation. So, yeah, hopefully you've got access to some experienced runners in your club so that you can get some good advice. And even better, there's a coach that you have access to that you can speak to. And then we look at your times that you've achieved over shorter distances as part of a preparation. Look at how well your training has gone, how consistent you've been. And from that, we then come up with a realistic number that we can then plan a pacing strategy around.
So just coming back to the pacing strategy, are there key points in the race that you could work out as milestones that you aim for, those goals that would help to get to the finish line?
Absolutely. So I always tell people that the two most important kilometers of the race are the first two, because what will happen is at the start, you will get a bit caught up and it's a bit slow and you start, your anxiety starts to build because you're already losing time. And so therefore, once you start running, we often tear away too quickly. And it's only 5 or 6 Ks later that, you know, that adrenaline leaves and we start realizing, hang on, we've made a big mistake here. So K1, just accept that you're going to lose a bit of time. There is going to be a bit of walking. There are going to be people in front of you. K2, you use to then settle into that pace that you need to have set. And then from there on, you want to have a little chart that's broken down into either 5 or 10K segments. And those segments must take into account what sort of route profile you're going to be running. Are you going to be running a lot of downhill in that segment or a lot of uphill or flat? And then in those various little segments, you will then have a target time. I want to get to this point by this time. I want to get to that point by that time. And what you want is between 5 and 8 times that you know, if I get there, I'm on track, or I'm a little bit ahead of my schedule. I just need to be a little careful here, make sure that I'm not going too fast, and so on and so forth.
Thank you for listening to the Special Runners World podcast, brought to you by Nike, the official sponsor of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. You can get more advice by following Lindsay on Twitter on @AskCoachParry. That's P-A-R-R-Y. In our final episode, we talk about mental strategies to motivate you through the wall.